think we're all hearing about the colour of the paper, but we want to actually see what's written on it, Craig, and we're pretty excited and positive, I think, about what might be included in there. I just hope we don't get our hopes up too much. What should we have? Well, some of them are quite simple. I mean, we use loosely the term infrastructure these days, but, you know, just some development, water storage, irrigation, definitely roads, trying to keep connectivity with the ports when it is wet. And, you know, our towns, we're all keen to be involved. We just need the catalyst to get it going.
Well, I guess that's the tough thing at the moment, because when it is so dry, a town like Richmond relies on the agricultural dollar, relies on primary producers spending money on the streets. Does that stop at the moment with people looking at that extra investment because they do face a little bit of an uncertain future as we speak?
Look, I think definitely people are holding, maybe even going backwards. I mean, just take from yourselves, we're down 30%. Been here 14 years. This is probably the most prolonged period of softer period in our business. We are a basic economy. We're exposed to primary production. And once primary production starts hurting for any length of period, the whole town hurts and the community starts to hurt. It'd be great to see a few things change. You know, I think the zone area allowance is one. The zone allowance being taken away from fly and fly out workers is just music to my ears. But, you know, well, let's have a look at it and see what we can do to entice people to come out here. If they can earn, you know, a few more bucks in their pocket by committing to a remote area or a regional area, well, then that'd be a good thing and be a positive start.
Well, I guess it's not just about them coming out here and then going back to their house on the coast. Do you want them here, living in town, being a part of the community with their whole family?
Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean, when wool was good here, I've seen the photos of street parades here from my father-in-law through the 70s, and this town had a picture theatre, it had used car yards, it had, you know, all the services of a normal community, four pubs, and we've been on the decline really since then. And, you know, once you start building a few or getting involved in a few major projects, if that's the case, if that's what's coming our way, that's going to be great for the town.
We're on the main street of Richmond. What are we going to see here in 10 years' time?
Well, I'd like to think a bit more than what we see now, but I mean, don't get me wrong, we've got a great little community here in the town. It's credit to the council, a very proactive group of people. I'd love to see irrigation. I'd love to see something for my 15-year-old son to come home to, some opportunities there for people to move out from the coast and get their teeth into. You know, I'd love to see more houses being built. Yeah. See a few more services back in town, that'd be great.